Blog Talk Radio.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sean in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new music, and you can't stop moving. So let the music take control.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Woo! Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop, mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
Alright, you guys, welcome. You already know what it is. It is Saturday. It's Jukebox Radio Show time. And we got a long show today here on Hilltop. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. And I want to thank everybody that's making Hilltop the number one spot on Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays and whatever else you take time out to do. First of all, I want to invite the ladies of Hilltop, Miss Doc Honeycutt, Robin Lynn. What up? What's up?
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Right.
Hi, man. I'm happy to be here. I decided today I'm the jukebox, and I'm just going to start singing. Mute my mic.
All right. All right, again, we got a long lit show today. Before we get into Live from the Nation's Capital, which will be on soon, we got the Ladies Champ right here on. It was supposed to be on the traffic jam, but this is a special edition of the Jukebox. We're going to be giving you guys the traffic jam. And we got to invite our special guest over, no other than Lady J and Mr. International Uncle Gemini is in the house with us.
Woo, woo, yeah, all right, all right. I got front seat tickets, y'all.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey. What's going on?
Yeah, y'all got Gemini today coming live from the legendary Boom Boom Room in Savannah, Georgia.
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah, in the Boom Boom Room. All right.
I already got two drinks in my system, y'all.
All right. So what's going on, Gemini, Lady J? Y'all's late night creeping is going crazy. Going crazy,
yeah,
man.
I'm up here in the Boom Room with my cousin Cabo live. Hey, what up, Cabo? What's going on, world? How you doing, homie?
All right, man. We're live in Savannah, Georgia.
I'm just laughing with my big cuz, getting my mind right, doing that southern thing. You know how we get down in the south.
All right, man. Well, man, we appreciate
you
guys.
Yeah, we get down like that in the northwest, too.
I done been to every state in America, and I done been to 17 countries, and I salute the northwest, the midwest, east coast, west coast, down south. Wherever I've been, they done showed me love. Now I'm here with my big cuz, and he's showing me love by letting me talk to y'all. Much love and respect to y'all out there.
All right, man.
Love that. Well,
we appreciate you. Glad for you to be able to tune in with us here on the hilltop, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All the time.
All right. Like I said, this was a traffic jam. We're going to be bringing it to you guys today on the jukebox. This young lady they call her the ladies' champ, not the people's champ. Ladies' champ, but here on Hilltop, we're going to call her the people's champ. Miss Soul Joe, welcome to the show. Southern Soul is
hey.
In the house. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
how
good.
Are you? Good. Glad to be here.
So you have a popular song called Stir It Like Coffee. Boy, I tell you, y'all Southern Soul artists come up with some names for y'all songs, but they be hitting.
Absolutely.
Stir
I
like
it.
So Joe, tell us a little bit about you. You know what I'm saying? How long you been in the game? What's your accomplishments? I see that your song was in the, well, back in October, number 12 in the top 40.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, so. I am a multi-genre artist. I embarked on Southern Soul recently. Well, my first Southern Soul single I put out in 2017, it was called Monkey Spanker. And I didn't have a lot of fire behind the song, so I kind of left the Southern Soul arena alone for a little bit, and I came back this year with Stir It Like Coffee, and within my first month, I started charting a lot of the blues charts, and it was just a blessing because I really didn't have a big push behind me with the song, but people gravitated to it quite well. I've been in the game for almost 30 years. Actually, I started as a teenager as a hip-hop artist, and actually right now I have one of the biggest songs trending on TikTok, and it's called Thick Girl. So I'm simultaneously working with two hits right now, one in Southern Soul with the Stir Like Coffee, and the other one mainstream hip-hop, and that's Thick Girl. So I have two songs going on right now that's doing some charting.
Oh, wow. Sound like Gemini over there in Savannah.
Yes.
He got
my brother.
Yeah, and every damn where. You throw his name, everybody knows his name. Well, at this time, Sojo, again, welcome to the show. We appreciate you. I'm going to turn the show over to Miss Doc Honeyday and Robin Lynn, and then I'll be jumping in and out doing my thing as well.
Awesome.
Too. So, welcome to the show. Go ahead, y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all thing.
How are you doing today, Queen?
Good. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I want to say welcome to Hilltop Radio. I am so honored and so pleasure to be able to interview you today on our platform.
Thank you.
Now, could you tell us, like, who did you grow up listening to?
Who did I grow up listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am a 70s baby, so
okay.
I love funk music. I grew up listening to a lot of the 80s artists, like, you know, the Midnight Stars and Atlantic Star, and, you know, I'm a huge Janet Jackson fan, but as an MC, when I really got in the game as a teenager, around, like, I was like 12 maybe, but MC Light is my all-time favorite music artist to date. So I have a wide palette as far as music is concerned. Very diverse. So, you know, I'm all over the place with R&B artists and hip-hop artists. But MC Light is definitely has a lot to do with who I am as an artist today.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
If you had a collaboration with somebody, would it be her, or would you do something? Would you choose, like, the Southern Soul movement or R&B side?
Well, I would definitely have to say it would have to be MC Light, because that's just my dream. That's my girl. When I the first time I saw MC Light on TV, I was in high school, ninth grade, and I saw her video paper thing. I knew for a fact I wanted to be an MC. So I would definitely have to say it would have to be MC Light, because I'm just so crazy about hip hop. I love Southern Soul as well. I do have a few Southern Soul artists that I would love to collaborate with. But it would definitely have to be Light if I had to pick anybody. Southern Soul, it's kind of hard because I like a lot of people, but I'd say there's an artist by the name of West Dawn, and I'm really crazy about her music. So if I had to go on a Southern Soul route, that would be who I would like to do a collaboration with.
Okay. Thank you.
What singers have influenced you?
What singers?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard because I like so many, but I would definitely say, I know people might say Janet ain't no real singer, but Janet was a big entertainer, so I've always been a huge Janet fan. But as far as vocally, I would say it would have to be the Chaka Khan. I've been told that I remind a lot of people of Major Staples, believe it or not. So that's kind of crazy to me. But
okay,
I have a very, very soulful ness as far as, you know, who I grew up listening to. So I like a lot of the deep voice women too. I'm a big Toni Braxton fan, Anita Baker.
Okay.
So I'm always gravitate towards the heavy voice women first.
Okay. Wow. So do you sing jazz? Do you perform jazz? I'm just curious.
I have not did anything jazz, but let me tell you, on this album that I'm working on, Southern Soul, my plan is to hit on a little bit of everything. I want to do rock blues. I want to do jazz. I want to do zydeco. I want to do a little bit of everything.
Well, you rocking that Southern Soul. So you keep right on keeping on.
Right, and your energy. I'm sorry, Romelin. Your energy is so amazing too. Like, when you get energy that comes from an artist like this, like, it makes you want to do an interview. So I want to say thank you for that. Yes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Okay, we like horses trying to answer our questions. You lucky we ain't all asking you questions at the same time.
That's okay, I'm here for it. Whatever you want to know, I'm here for it. Give it to me.
Now, you know, speaking of energy, Queen, you know, like we just talked about, you know, the mental aspect of being an artist is very important in this game. So how do you deal with that? Like, how do you stay rooted and grounded and just keep a positive attitude, you know, during this whole your career?
Well, I would say I pride myself on being humble, because a lot of people tell me that they like my spirit because I'm a very humble person. I'm going to say because I started so young loving music. Music is all I had growing up. I had a hard time, you know, in high school. You know, I was bullied a lot, and music was like the thing that was my escape. And because I've been writing songs since I was so young, and I started rapping, and people really, really loved who I was as an artist. And I've been in the game here and there. I've had songs that have charted and hit, but I never got the recognition for the songs that I've done. And every time I go away and come back and have so much love from fans and from the people, it just lets me know that I'm blessed. The humbleness comes from just being blessed. I've never had to pay anybody to play music for me. I've never had to pay people, you know, so much, even as far as production. People have always given to me. So I'm just humble because I feel like it's such a blessing, and I know this is an assignment on my life for me to be a creator. So it's easy for me to be appreciative because a lot of artists don't have longevity in this business. They can't go away and come back and reinvent themselves. And I've reinvented myself twice, two or three times actually, as a different artist and gotten the same amount of love, and people still go back and gravitate to older things. I think with that, my humbleness comes from just being appreciative that every time I put something out, I get something back from it. So that's pretty much why my spirit is the way it is.
Great. Awesome. You got something?
Oh yeah, I'm checking you out. You know, as we have artists on, you know, I do, you know, research and stuff. And see that you accomplished a big accomplishment on Thick Girl with over 100,000 streams. How was that? How did that make you feel doing that with that song?
Oh my God, that made me feel incredible. The history behind Thick Girl, I did that song over 15 years ago, and the song did very well regional, but it didn't get to the plateau that it was supposed to. When I came out with that song, I was T-Pain's official opening act. He had just dropped I'm Sprung, and I was his official opening act on the road when he was performing with Pretty Ricky and Chris Brown. And I had the opportunity at the time to push that record, but I had bad management at the time. I really didn't have anybody behind me to push me. So that song kind of lay dormant, although it was big around the area. And people had it on their ringtones and all that, never got credit for it. And just recently, I think with TikTok, somebody resurfaced my song again, and TikTok is one of the biggest songs trending on TikTok for 2020. The song is everywhere. I actually had to go get an attorney to go back and try to compensate me. Right now, we're on it. We're crediting everybody and everything out there. The song just picked up again and grew legs. So for me, the 100,000 streams came about, I say, with the end of August, September, I signed a distribution deal with a company just for that one song. Mm-hmm. And once they took over, immediately Spotify and everybody just blew up. So the 100,000 streams that you're seeing now it had just started maybe the beginning of September. So from September, October, November, that's where, because we had to start that recounting over again. So even though the song is old, these streams are just from it being re-released in the last 3 months. So we're at 150,000 streams as of today. And I'm hoping by maybe February or March, we're at the 300,000 streams, because that's when they say, listen, the companies are going to start calling. They're going to start looking for you. So I'm just sitting back and enjoying this blessing. Because this is really new for me, you guys. I'm telling you, you guys are the first interview that I'm doing as far as this Thick Girl is resurfacing. So you're watching magic.
What the hell I'm talking about? Get
right
some hand clapping
on
that shit.
Right,
yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations. Wow.
Okay. All right, everybody out there. We got Soul Joe, the ladies' champ, here live on Hilltop Radio Show. This is the Traffic Jam, but we are doing it on the jukebox. here on a special Saturday edition with my main man, Uncle Gemini, and Lady J is in the house along with Doc Honeycutt and Robin Lynn Maven here on Hilltop Radio Show. So let's do this, man. Let's do this. So Joe, go ahead and shout out Fit Girl, and we're going to get that on right damn now.
Right. All right, y'all. This is your girl, Soulja, the Ladies Champ, and you're listening to my hot single that's trending the charts all over. It's called Fit Girl.
Because I'm cute in the face, thick in the waist, thick in the thighs. Now watch me ride. Now break it down, 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 down. Do the thing, girl. Do the thing, girl. Do the thing, girl. Do the thing, girl. Now break it down, 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 down. Yeah, this seems to be a misconception. Who is the lady champion? Wait, before you start to hate, I'd rather be thick than have an ugly face now. Getting back to the subject. If you the thing, girl, then you should love it. Ah, they like that. More cushion for the pushing when they hit in the back.
Thick girl, sorry, I'm sorry, Miss, I'm sorry, Lady J. Miss Lady J, what do you got to say about it, Miss? You've been knowing this young lady for a long time, Lady J. What do you have to say?
I love the song. I love it. That's my sister, you know, and you know that's why I wanted her to come on the show because I know this was going to be her first interview, and I know you guys know the right questions to ask to give her the confidence that she needs. So that's why I wanted her here with my family.
Dang. All right, out of here. Well, Doc, thick girl, what do you think?
Oh, you know that I love it. That's
you know Doc was gonna love it.
I'm right now.
Thank you.
I know. We already know what Robin Maven get ready to do. She get ready to get bucket naked and jump out some cakes on that.
Yeah. Right, I'm on it. I am on it. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I just need to know what flavor you want today: chocolate, vanilla, pineapple, upside down cake, cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake. Yeah, that song is hot. I love it. Hot. Okay, I'm about to make that my theme song. I sure am.
Yes.
Okay? Let me wake up.
Yes.
So, Joe, is there a video with that song yet? A video with it?
Is there
a video?
There is a video. There is a video. If you go on YouTube and type in Sojo, S-O-J-O, Thick Girl, you will see a video. Actually, we filmed that video, I think, about 2017. And it's very retro looking. We tried to do the little Soul Train theme and all that, but honestly, you guys, be on the lookout because I think we're going to redo that Thick Girl video over now that the song has been picked up by a distribution. I have a distribution deal, and the song is really, really getting hot, and it's trending in over 90 countries right now. So we got to make this video bigger and better. And I also want to let you guys know, there is a newer version of that song. That's the traditional one that you play, which is fine. But there's a 2020 version that I re-recorded. I think Jackie sent it to you. But there's a newer version to that song that sounds even bigger and better. The track is beefed up bigger, and the vocals are more – they sound more like me now. Because I sound more younger on that track, but
enough.
I have a more mature sound. So,
you
do have a newer version that we're starting to put back out.
Okay. Miss Jackie did send it to me, and I looked at it. I said, I already have that song.
Yeah.
Okay, let me.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it was beefed up.
You got a new improved version now.
Okay, well, we're gonna get that. I'm gonna go ahead and upload that thing, and we're gonna play that for you as well. While we're talking about this. So, Joe, I just want to jump in here real quick, and I'll give it back to the ladies.
Okay.
Do you think, and Miss Jackie, you can jump in this as well, too, if you want to. It had to take a program like Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, to add a thick girl to their program to let them know that, you know, the thick girls are talented as well as the Beyoncé type female, Rihanna type female,
mm-hmm.
and by them, by the industry doing that, how did that make you feel as an artist by them adding that to a television reality show that's very popular?
Yeah.
And this young lady is really doing her thing in Atlanta area. How did you feel about that? And what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, who's the young lady at it?
Let me I'm a researcher name, but she is in Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember her name.
That's not the Tokyo. Is that the Tokyo Vanity?
That's Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Okay, Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo. I think it's pretty cool. I love to see plus size women doing their thing. You know, I root for all women. I don't care what shape or size. I tell all girls, skinny girls can be thick girls to zero to size 40. It don't matter. But seeing her is great. I like to see they're putting realistic women on a lot of things because everybody's body type is different, you know, and we eating grits and bacon and ham, and especially if you're from the South. So, you know, everybody is not working out every day, and everybody can't be a size 3 when born that way. But I'm happy for her. Now, I will say this. I heard a rumor that she she's having a hard time as an artist getting her music out because they're not taking her seriously because she's a big girl. And that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit because, you know, I'm not even on the TV, you know, yet. I'm going to say yet because I know eventually they're going to come looking for me, y'all. But when
That's
I
right.
get on there and represent, you know, I think they need to stop discriminating against a lot of the artists, and especially the women. Men don't have that problem, but women have a problem image-wise. If you're not a certain size or you're not a certain complexion, they're being very biased. I think now we're starting to see more of a different type of flavor as far as females are concerned, but I'm happy for her, but she's still having a hard time struggling getting any kind of respect because of her size.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, moving forward, 2021, I hope that the industry opens up the doors more for people of different sizes and complexions and even age. Because, you know, age is about that too now. They figure after 35, you old, and that ain't true either. You know, so
all right.
Just something that I think we need to kind of rally around as a people and try to help creative artists, no matter what it is, you know, get their shine, you know.
All right. Well, you guys heard that first here on the Jukebox Radio Show. And again, Sojo,
yeah.
I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here. And also, shouts out to Jackie for bringing you to my attention. So, like I told Jackie, when Jackie calls me and says, I want to bring somebody on the show, you stop what you're doing and you write down every damn thing that's possible to get that person or that persons on the show. So, we love you and we appreciate
right.
you. Being a part of it. And also, you guys, if you really look into Uncle Gemini and Lady J's video, you are featured in that video.
I am. Yeah. My first video vixen. Shout out to my brother Gemini and Jackie. It was so much fun. They were so amazing to work with. I love the song that he has. And it was just so much fun to go down there and not even be an artist, but just be an actress. So that was fun. That was cool.
Okay, okay. Gemini, how was your first day on the set?
Well, the first thing I let give a props, you wouldn't have a hit song like that if I wasn't motivated by this woman. She motivated me to doing Southern Soul. She started off, I love the way she did it, and I like, you know what, that's my age bracket. Let me stop acting like I'm 17 and act my real age, and I put that together. So I got to think when she at the house, she like she was at home. It's like she was in her own home. Like when I go down there to St. Pete, I'm home. Her and her husband Mike me like I'm her real brother. They get the same when they're in Savannah.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do this real quick. Let's go to your hit, Stir It Like Coffee, and then we're gonna come back, Doc and Robin, and play the hype mix of Thick Girl for the listeners.
Yes.
So go ahead and shout out your hot coffee, Stir It Like Coffee, and then we'll be right back.
Yes. All right, y'all. It's your girl Sojo, the ladies' champion, also known as Sojourner and Duchess. But this is my single, Stir It Like Coffee, taking over the Southern Soul Arena right now, produced by the one and only Mr. J Swag. Go ahead on the drop it.
Yeah. Sojo. J Swag. All right, little drummer. Turn me up. I like my coffee like I like my men. Strong, black, and long.
Stir it like coffee. Stir it like coffee. Stir it like coffee. Stir it like coffee. Just grind, grind, just grind, grind, grind. Just roll your hips and wind. Stir it like coffee.
You really want it.
Stir it like coffee.
You gotta get up on it.
Just grind, just grind, just roll your hips and wind.
First thing in the morning, you need a good cup of Sojo. Have your eyes wide open.
Before your feet hit the floor.
Call VT.
like yeah. coffee here on the jukebox, y'all. Yeah, Doc Honeycutt. You stirring it like coffee.
Yes.
The sexy Maxwell house. The sexy
Moses. Yes, queen. Yes.
Starbucks ain't got nothing on her.
Nothing. Yes.
All right. All right. Tell us a little bit about stir it like coffee. Where the concept comes from?
Oh my gosh. Now, believe it or not, the concept came about, I want to say about 18 years ago. I know y'all are like, oh, these songs old. Actually, I had a rap song called Stir It Like Coffee that I wrote years ago. I was in a girl group, and we had the concept of Stir It Like Coffee. And I redid that song over maybe about 3 times, believe it or not. I released that song maybe about 2011 with a girl group that I put together, and it was a rap song. And recently, this year, I re-recorded it again and made it into a Southern Soul song. I mean, and each time the choruses were totally different. All the lyrics were different. This go-around, Stir It Like Coffee actually stuck and did something. Everybody knows what Stir It Like Coffee means, I hope. But I think it was more inspired for me from Bernie Mac. If you guys seen the Bernie Mac comedy special when he said, he was telling the fellas how to stir it like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just always a catchy little phrase.
What?
Yeah. And that was my way of, you know, doing something, you know, quite sexy and making playoff words for guys to stir it like coffee and, you know, letting the women know that you can stir it like coffee too. I'm really big on concepts and catchy phrases. It always has to be something that's going to catch people regardless of what the inner words are. But I was surprised at how fast Stir It Like Coffee took off. And actually, I dropped that song and video August the 21st of this year. And within the first 3 months, I've had over 6,000 and something views on YouTube. That video is actually out, and it's a great video that was filmed mm-hmm. by a friend of mine, a girl named Amber Diaz, A1 Lenses, who also did Night Shift Cheating video for Gemini. She slayed that video, and the numbers had been soaring, and that number, like I said, is a new Southern Soul artist. It's kind of unheard of to get the respect, but I've been on a lot of the blues charts with that. So a shout out to a lot of the DJs and everybody that's been playing it, giving me the opportunity as a new Southern, because Southern Soul is hard, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is not an easy industry to get into. I thought the hip-hop industry was rough, but let me tell you, baby, the older folks, Chatty, way worse, okay? Pretty cold. And I'm just so blessed that I was given the opportunity to get the recognition that I've gotten so far. Like I said, I'm a baby right now in Southern Soul, and I'm getting a lot of love. So when I tell you it's a blessing, I'm just blessed to be here and able to talk to you about it. That's all I can say.
And see, right. It's so funny that you said that, because I was getting ready to say, lady, you are a force to be reckoned with in this Southern mm-hmm. Soul air. So they better look out, because you are mm-hmm. definitely there. Like, look, you coming for them. I'll just put it like that. If you ain't got them, you coming. You right on them.
Girl, you don't know the half. This album that I'm working on right now is going to be such a monster. And mm-hmm. my next single that's about to drop is called Magic Cat. And you guys will have it in a couple weeks. I'm actually mixing monster.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
okay. I'm ready.
This song is going to be so huge.
mm-hmm.
So huge, you guys.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody
that's
heard it.
First, Sean.
All right.
Hilltop will get it first and interview her. You had it first. You guys will have it first, I promise you. Just give me a couple weeks. It will be
great. Yes. Okay, good. Awesome.
Let me ask you, Gemini mentioned that you're married and everything. How does your husband feel about all these creative names you're coming up with? Magic Cat and Stir Like Coffee and things like that.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, mm-hmm. you guys, actually, Mr. Mism is my husband. He's actually here with me right now, sitting next to me. Say hi, Mr. Mism.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Boy, where you been at? You ain't said nothing.
Oh, he's just sitting here making sure my sound right. That's all. You know, he always behind the scenes making sure my sound
look
good.
Do I know Mr. Mism?
Listen, let me tell you guys, Mr. Mism, I couldn't do this without him. He is a force to be reckoned with as far as the creative behind Sojo. As far as these titles and these concepts, this dude is right here. And to be honest with you, he helps me with a lot of this music. He's a producer as well. So he produces some of these songs that you guys are listening to and you're going to be hearing coming up. He's the producer. He also helps co-write. So all of that crazy stuff you hear, it's my brain, but it's also him. And so we are collectively creative creatures, okay? So he's all in, trust me. He's good.
All right. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good to have a, you know, wife, wife and husband tag team like Lady J and Gemini, you know.
Yes.
They all support each other. And I've been knowing them for a long time, and Lady J is always by his side. Always by his side.
That's
so
right.
That's a good thing.
Be.
That's
but
right.
You know what? DJ Sean, you know, we always talk about, like, for Lady J, you know, she got mad support for her husband. And, you know, when you find somebody like her or like your husband, Queen, like, they don't come like this all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't understand the business. And, you know, DJ Sean and me and Robin Lynn, we always talk about that. Like, people have to know the business and know how this thing works because, you know, people approach you all and they want to, you know, they want to show you love. They want to take pictures and, you know, maybe hug you. And people don't a lot of people that don't know the business, they don't understand. And they'll get offended or think that, you know, that, Why is she on my husband or why is the other way around? But you definitely have to understand the business. So I definitely respect spouses, you know, to the most.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I couldn't do it without him, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into another one of your songs that you're pushing, and that's called Watch Me. You want to go ahead and shout that out?
Oh, yeah.
Watch Me. Okay. Well, you guys, this is my single, Watch Me. It's actually the follow-up to Sick Girl. And I'm going to send this one out to everybody. When you're going out, you're looking fly, you in the club, honey. When you walk in there, you better know you the finest thing that's in the room, no matter what shape or size you are. Here is Watch Me.
Oh, thank you. Good job. Thank you. Okay.
Who you looking at, girl? 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 I'm that chick now. You know that I'm that chick now. I'm that chick now. You know that I'm that chick now. All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Look at here, look at this. 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 Who you looking at, girl?
Watch me.
Who you looking at, girl?
Watch me.
Me mugging.
Watch me.
Me mugging.
Watch me.
You better watch yourself.
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 Watch me.
Take it down, take it down, take it down.
Watch me.
Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Watch me.
Coming down through the floor.
Watch me.
Again.
Watch me.
You drink my drink.
Watch me.
You smoke this down.
Watch me.
Can't get this back.
Watch me.
You think I hate it? Ladies, don't you hate it when you're in the club and a chick face fitting you? Now you don't want me to act a fool. I just came to have a good time. I can't help it if your man won't mind. You better keep your dog on the leash. Girlfriend, you don't want no beef. One and one is two. And two and one is three. You better check your man, cause your man is watching me out.
Watch me.
Lay it down, take it down, take it down.
Watch me.
Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Watch me.
Coming down through the floor.
Watch me.
Again.
Watch me.
I'm that chick now. All right, you guys, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It is the one and only Sojo. Girl, you got it. You bad. You bad. You bad.
Platinum plus.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The female version of Gemini. She is crunk as me and her shows alive like
I was getting ready to say, Gemini, that sounds a little bit about like you back in the day, bro.
Oh, yeah, we are a lot alike when it comes down to that. And actually, that song was produced by DJ Trance as well. So, you know, you can probably hear the similarities, but definitely Gemini and I, we are like the female and male version of each other.
Yeah, and we rock shows together. It's your money's worth.
Yeah.
We don't save.
Yeah. All right, Doc, what do you think about the song "Watch Me"?
Lit up to the 100th power.
Oh my God!
Like,
I love it.
You got a new meaning to me for Southern Soul. Like I got a different respect. For you know, because you got like this funk thing going on, like that I've never heard before. You know, as far as like the Southern Soul movement, man. I mean, you bad as hell. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Thank you.
Well, and Doc don't cuss a lot on the radio. So when she say you bad as hell, hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate that so much.
Right.
So, yeah, well, the Southern Soul community will probably kick me out for that one because they'll consider that as rap. So that's why I said I am a multi-genre artist. That would really be considered just my hip-hop stuff. But, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what genre it is. I don't care what genre it is. I'm about to add a pole to my repertoire. Okay, so I'm going to jump out the cake. Buck, buck naked, spin around the pole, and jump back in the cave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch me.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fire, man. Like, oh, I was in here. If we had a visual, y'all, like, y'all really need to see me in here straight jamming like I'm in the club. For real.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate that. I really, really do.
All right, you guys, we got the one and only Soul Joe, the ladies champ here. This is the Traffic Jam, but we on the Jukebox Radio Show here Saturday on Hilltop Radio. Tell us a little bit about, we're going to play Thick Girl, the Hype mix shortly. Tell us a little bit about Musical Chairs, the movie.
Awesome. I'm so glad you asked about that. Well, actually, Musical Chairs, the movie, is a movie that was filmed here in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's by Will Breeze and shot by A1 Lenses. It's supposed to be a horror comedy film, but it's really more of a comedy horror. I made my first acting debut, and Gemini is also in the movie as well. And I saw, we had a red carpet premiere this Thursday night here, and it was everything amazing. So they're having the general public come out for 5 showings tomorrow here in St. Petersburg at the Greenlight Cinema. But it's going to be in a town near you soon, I'm sure. And I think they're trying to get a deal where you can do some type of streaming soon. So if you guys look up Musical Chairs, M-U-Z-I-K-A-L, Chairs, that movie's coming out. I want you guys to check it out. This guy here, he's just a local person, never did a movie before. He spent his whole budget, yearly salary, on getting this movie filmed. And I think they did a phenomenal job, being it's his first time. And you guys, it's funny, it's crazy, it's just everything. I want you guys to check it out. And it's my first acting scene. And I just want you guys to go look at it. So when you hear it and you can find it, you know, I'll put it up on my page so you guys can know where to look for it.
Yeah, they do have a Facebook page, everybody. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
Musical
yes.
Chairs, a movie. You can go in there. You can look at the premiere. You can see the pictures of everybody walking the red carpet. And looks interesting. A lot of young people as well. I think, is that you with the red dress on?
That is me with the red dress on. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay. All right. You guys can also see a lot of beautiful black people in, you know, together without causing any ruckus. They must knew Uncle Gemini was in town.
Yeah. And everything. Gemini is really, really crazy in his scene. He did an amazing job.
Okay, there's the Mr. and Mrs. You guys, looking at him. He's got his little red hat on, looking chill.
Yes.
Dapper Dan. Yeah.
That's Miller.
All right.
Yo,
all right.
Dress now. I ain't gonna lie, he can dress.
Thank
I can see him just laid back, chilling. All right, it's good to this. So how many? So you guys go on Facebook right now. You guys can check it out. Musical Chairs, the movie, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get into Thick Girl revamped, the Hype mix. Go ahead and shout it out again there, So Joe.
Okay, you guys, this will be the 2020 version. It's a newer version. It's re-releasing this one out to the public. I actually re-recorded this song maybe about 3 weeks ago, so you'll hear a more mature sound of Sojo. But shout out again. I have to send a shout out to DJ Trans for the original copy of Thick Girl, but this one has been revamped all over again by a guy named Lewis Bryant. So shout out to Lou Drummond for the new version of Thick Girl. And I hope you guys like it. Go to TikTok, do a TikTok to it, and stream it. Thank you.
'Cause I'm cute in the face, thick in the waist, thick in the thighs, now watch me ride. Yeah. Ooh. Come on. Yeah. Ooh. Soldier, we gon' ride. Yeah. We gon' ride. Ow. Soldier. Do the thick girl, do the thick girl, do the thick girl, do the thick girl. Now break it down. I'd rather be thick than have an ugly face now. Getting back to the subject, if you's a thick girl, then you should love it. Ah, they like that. More cushion for the bushing when they hit in the bag. Girlfriend, stop trying to be what you see on TV.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Back again.
Dang.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, y'all, here on Hilltop.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. For more information, go to everybody'sphonecompany.com or you can call 713-268-1610. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, welcome back. It is the Jukebox Radio Show with George Shirley, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio out there in Seattle, Washington. Doc Honeycutt, 105.3 FM right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Lady J, Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Uncle Gemini, yeah. Mr. International on with us as well, Savannah, Georgia.
Oh.
And we have the guest of the day, Sojo, right here live with us, jamming with us, her hot music and movie coming up, and she just doing it all streaming. The streams has gone crazy. And you guys always know what I say, old music is new music if you haven't heard it before. So I got that from Gemini years and years and years ago, and I still use it today. Gemini,
yes.
In your opinion, my man, where you see this young lady headed at in her career, man?
She's going to be platinum plus. Everybody feels a vibe over the line, but she is the truth. She is truly the truth in this music industry, and she will go down, man. Soon she come in, Savannah, we got a new song that me heard. Produced by Mizzy, it's called Get the Hell On. If you don't like me, get the hell on.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say that I wanted to second what Uncle Jim and I was saying about her. Like, but more than anything, like, her personality and her spirit is, like, it's a triple threat too. So you know what I'm saying? When you got like all in one, like yeah, she really is gonna go like a long, 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 long way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. Y'all, thank you so much.
I like you. Like I really
I like you too.
Like you're amazing.
Oh my
boy, boy, you got Doc talking up a lot today, boy.
That's right. I wasn't even talking
okay.
a lot, but yes, like I love her spirit. For whatever reason,
thank
like it's
so
coming
much.
Through the phone. Her energy is really amazing. So
thank you so much to me. It means so much to me, you guys.
Jackie, where you see your sister, her music at as well? Where you see it going?
Well, you know me, I call it in existence that she will go diamond, not just platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in diamonds.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I would sure love to see Southern Soul on the East Coast from Seattle to San Diego. Jeez.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Turn them up.
So let me ask. I'm gonna ask you this, Sojo. When it's all said and done, what do you want your fans to remember you by?
Well, it's very important to me to leave a legacy. I want people to know that I'm a positive influence. I want to see people come together and support each other as artists, like I say. I want people to see me as an influencer. I want people to see that I'm a person that started this a long time ago, never did get my just due, but I don't have any plans on giving up anytime soon. I am a go-getter. I'm a dreamer. I've been dreaming since I was 12. Here I am now, you know, I ain't going to tell y'all my age, but people, I'm in my 40s. But I tell people all the time, I'm going to be performing, if God let me live,
to be 80 years old like B.B. King and Tina Turner and all them. I want to do this forever, and I want people to see that you don't have to give up on your dreams, and no matter what comes in your life, what obstacles, as long as you believe in yourself and you have a good support system around you and you stay humble and you stay true to your craft and what you do, dreams can happen for you. This is so many years later that I'm starting to get the recognition that I feel like I should have got a long time ago, but I'm humble and I'm grateful and I'm appreciative, and I want people to see that you have to just keep your journey. You don't let people tell you can't do something or you're not good enough or you're too old or fat or whatever. You got to believe in yourself, and I want to be that person that shows people no matter what, you can make anything happen if you keep applying pressure.
Right. And Miss Sojo, now look at like the, you say you didn't stop, but look at the people that stopped because they didn't get where they thought they should be, you know, in a certain amount of time, and you rolled it out, and now you know, like you catching the waves and everything, you know what I'm saying? But the people that stopped, you know, like if it stopped right then, tomorrow might be the day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I always say giving up is not an option. Stop, like you can't is not a word. Don't even use it. You know what I'm saying? Just
absolutely.
Keep on trying.
Yes.
Well,
that's like
my
motto
is, I will not quit and I won't be defeated.
Amen.
That's a good,
right.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm looking at this song, Girlfriend, and I'm getting ready to drop it.
Yes, please do. That's one of my secret weapons. And I'm going to say something to you guys. Nobody has Girlfriend right now. That song I have not released. That was supposed to be released before Sterling Coffee, but I had to drop a Southern Soul song. But that song right there, I have a lot of people want that song in their hands, and I didn't put it in anybody's hands. So you are the first one to have my single Girlfriend, because that's a secret weapon, and I know that song was going to go because it's a positive motivation song.
Any DJs out there right now that's listening to the show, the price has gone up to $167.95. Cash at me right now.
Yes.
And you can get the song right damn now. Go ahead and shout your song out, Sojo, and we get it on here right now.
Okay. First time ever heard on any radio station. This is my brand new single produced by Lou Drummond. The name of the song is called Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, he treating you right, but you don't want to be alone tonight.
Yeah. all your man.
He gonna drop you off to work in your car. Leg pick you up, now he going too far.
You do anything for love for that living.
When you wanna realize you're just desperate.
Recognize the beats in the background. That was a little bit of SOS Band. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All righty then. Well, I'm going to put both my pinky fingers up. Damn.
Yeah. I said, oh, shit. SOS Band, one of my favorite groups of all time. You can't stop from not knowing that jab. If you don't know music, you need to turn your shit off right now and go find something else to do.
Absolutely.
You know, just go to bed.
Right. That's
right. Well, I'm having a good time, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to
put
that.
That's
going to go on DJ Sean Live 24/7. Girlfriend's going to go on that station.
Cool. Well, you had it first. You're the first person you ever played it on the air. And you let me know what that feedback look like, and let me know if I need to run and do a video for that one, because you know I'm the video queen.
You might as well go ahead and do a video right there now.
And I was going to say, I think me and Robin Lynn need to be in on that video. Like, we need
and the album cover, too. And the album cover.
Yes. Make sure you can watch me on Facebook. Come on.
Okay.
I'm with you on the video.
All right. We will.
Are you there? I can see Doc right now tearing 85 up, getting down there.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Me and a camera. Love a camera now. You know I go.
Listen, I'm gonna be looking for all y'all inboxes on Sojo the Ladies Champ Facebook page tonight. We gonna friend request and we gonna make all this happen. Okay.
Speaking of social media, the listeners that are tuned in right now, where can they follow you at on the social media?
Okay, my YouTube channel is Sojo Entertainment LLC. You can follow me on Instagram at Sojo Entertainment. You can follow me on Facebook at Sojourner, a.k.a. Sojo page. And my personal Sojo page is Sojo the Ladies Champ. That's where I'm at all the time. And you can follow me on TikTok, Sojo the Ladies Champ. So, and Twitter, Sojo Entertainment. So I'm everywhere.
All right, y'all. All right.
I just want to thank Miss Lady J for hooking us, like blessing us today, boys. She gave us a banger.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
All right. But we got some other things in up our sleeve for you, Sojo, to get you out there. We're connected with some other positive radio stations that we're going to feed them your information and get them to reach out to you and get you on their station as well. We gotta share the love, even though I don't want to, but we gotta share the love.
We got to be there. We gotta be there. Don't be stingy.
Share.
Love for everybody.
Sometimes you don't want to share shit, but yeah, you gotta share.
Right.
It's enough to go around.
That's right. Yeah. A while ago you was mentioning, you would, grow old and still perform. And when you was talking about that, Charles Bradley came to my mind. This guy, was around since the 50s, and he redid Black Sabbath. Changes really put his career heavily on the map. But then he passed away. I think it was 2017 of stomach cancer, and that guy, he did a lot in the industry just to get to where he was at, and that's you could be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old and finally come up with one hit song that would really put you in a household name. So yeah, that guy, he came to my mind. So yeah, I love Charles Bradley's story and where he came from as a runaway and did James Brown impressions, and then he was able to do if everybody didn't know, he's on the Luke Cage soundtrack, the first Luke Cage off of Netflix. He was on that soundtrack. Three of his songs is on that soundtrack. Yeah, so yeah.
Right.
Real quick, Robin Lynn, where are we syndicated on? Where can other people listen to the show right now? What other stations?
Oh, radio stations, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, Vibes Live in Espanol. We're also on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, Mixler, everywhere. And we're in about 200 countries, too. What else?
Woo!
What?
Yeah.
Right now. And we got people shouting out to us from Germany, from the
India.
Social media, WK, and India. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the folks in Periscope.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right, girl. You tell them to watch you, but they listening to you right now.
That's right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Shout out to our brothers and sisters, as they said, over there in the pond, over there in the UK, as well as Holland and Germany. So thank you guys for being big listeners over there as well, too. So, Sojo, any shout outs you want to give before we? I don't even really want to let you go, but we got to let you go.
Look. I stay as long as y'all want me, but yeah. We got to do part two. You got to do part two because I got part two. As we were speaking, my engineer just inboxed me that my song Magic Cat is mixed and mastered right now. So we're going to do a part two because I got my brand new song ready for me today. So I can't wait. So it's going to be part two. I want to give a shout out to my soul jets, my immediate soul jets are my girls, my team that ride with me and do everything. And then my extended soul jets is my fans, my listeners, and everybody. I want to send a shout out to my girl DJ Melly Mel. She's lady DJ Productions for helping me with all my media, making me look good. And she's also my female DJ, my role DJ. Shout out to all the DJs that had something to do with this project, Jay Swag, DJ Trans, Lou Drummond, Marquise Campbell, and I got to get the biggest shout-out to my hype man, my partner in crime, my soulmate, my husband, Mr. Miller,
And, of course, my big brother, Uncle Gemini, we've been riding together for a long time, and he's seen my grind, him and Lady J, so I love you guys so much. And just for you all for having me on this show, it's been incredible, and I love every minute of it. Thank y'all so much.
All right. We appreciate you. Again, shouts out to Lady J, Miss Jackie, and Uncle Gemini for bringing you to our attention. And, man, you just... Got Doc all hyped over there on the south
yes,
side.
Yes, I'm hyped. Yes, I'm hyped. I know that music when I hear it too.
Thank you. I love it.
They call Doc.
Great.
Hey, Sojo. They call Doc here in Charlotte. They call her AKA Kiki Shepherd because she just floats across the floor when she interviews. Yeah, Kiki Shepherd. Yeah.
As long as y'all don't put a Sandman out on me, I'm good.
No way. He won't even get close. He won't even get in the building.
Oh, wow.
Love the Sandman.
All right, y'all, coming up again tonight in another half an hour, we got live from the nation's capital, Smooth Soul Radio. We got special delivery. We got the Choice Four. We got Skip Mahoney's Casuals. We got Butch Deo. He's going to be a part of that show as well. We got Renee Martin. She was on America's Got Talent. She's also she did work with Gladys Knight, the Temptations, Luther Vandross. She's going to be with us tonight. And Vonnie Burnett, she is a two-time Grammy Award-winning writer. And everybody that I mentioned is from the DMV. This is part one
awesome.
Of a part two show that we're going to be having here. And about a half an hour on the jukebox, and our special guest is going to be Butch Deo, Von Mason, Roll Bounce, Skate. He's going to be with us as well. Your boy, Gemini, Butch, is going to be... In the broadcasting seat with us tonight, man. In another half an hour, something like that. Yeah. So, want to make sure you guys come on back and tune in for another big hour here on the Hilltop Radio Show again. So, Joe, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for being a part of the show. And you just got Doc all excited and everything. I know she's ready to get a couple glasses of Henny. I know she's ready to get a couple Woo! Glasses of Henny and whatnot.
Come on.
And we can't wait to get you back to crack open that other single here live on the Hilltop Radio Show real soon. And also, I think that night when we bring her back, Lady J and Gemini and... everybody, I think we're going to bring some special guests on that night just to get to meet you. Some legends from back in the day. We known for doing that, right, you guys?
Yeah.
We known for doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have some special guests on the line for you. You won't know who they are till the night of. Yeah, to that
okay,
night.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah. And then we'll be able to play all the other songs for you. I know one's going to go crazy over you, so I already know that. Y'all know who I'm talking about, so I'll leave that alone until he gets on here.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let you know soon. You let me know when you want me back, and I'm here.
Yeah, as soon as it gets done and it's in your hand and Miss Jackie gets it to me, then we'll go from there. We'll set another date up and bring you on and crack that open. We'll play the other songs for our special guest that we're going to bring on and go from there. How about that?
Okay. That sounds great. I'm ready. I can't wait.
All right, you guys, on behalf of DJ Sean, the Hilltop Radio Show, Vibes Live Radio, I Am Streaming, Robin Lynn Maven, Doc Honeycutt Enterprises, Beauties and Bikers. Doc, where can they go? Watch Beauties and Bikers, second season, correct?
Oh, 15 networks. We are on Spectrum, UVerse, The Roku channel. Oh my God, we on the On channel. We're everywhere. I need to write them down now. I got it's so many. I can't name them off now. You just could pop them off. Yeah. I can't even pop them off now.
We're gonna have to bring Lady J. We're gonna have to bring Lady J and Sojo up here to get to make some cameo appearances on your Beauties of Bikers show.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
They're gonna have to. They'll shut Queen City down for that day, boy. Yeah, all downtown is shut all down.
They'll be giving y'all keys to the city.
Let's get it.
Hell yeah. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to make sure that everybody, make sure you guys tune back in about a half an hour. We got the Jukebox Radio Show with the one and only Butch Deo. The DMV is in the house. We are advertising all the greatest artists and groups that came out of DMV that still are hot and a commodity in the industry. A lot of them have fallen, and we're going to be playing special tribute to Von Mason and Skip, a real good friend of mine, Skip Mahoney. Again, this has been another episode of the Jukebox Radio Show. You guys have a awesome weekend. We love you. Peace. And we out of here. Have a good night.
All right.
Break it down.